This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Even as Europe sinks deeper into a debt crisis, President Obama wants more money for the Middle East.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. As we know now, President Obama is in Ireland, starting a week-long trip to Europe. There are no doubt political and diplomatic reasons for the visit, but the president will also ask for more cash to help democratic uprisings in the Arab world. More on that now from Marketplace's Stephen Beard, who joins us live. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Now, all the problems, of course, going on with European nations there in debt, how's the president's financial request going to be received?
This is going to be tricky. Many Europeans, of course, realize they have a vital interest in stabilizing these economies on their doorstep in North Africa. But as you say, Europe does have financial woes of its own, and they are getting worse. We've just had S&P, the rating agency, downgrading its outlook on Italian debt to negative. So that's the Eurozone's third largest economy drifting towards the danger zone.
And today the president is in Ireland, Stephen, which of course has been one of the worst hit economies. How are they reacting to his visit there?
Well, in fact, his trip seems to be lifting the gloom a bit, at least in one small corner of Ireland. He's going to his ancestral home, the small village of Moneygall, from whence one of his ancestors emigrated to the US in 1850. Today, Henry Healy, who lives in Moneygall and is Obama's eighth cousin, says the prospect of the president's visit has been a real tonic for the town.
People are coming out of themselves. The doom and gloom is gone around Moneygall. We've forgotten again about the IMF and the EU bailout. We have something to look forward to, something positive.
Sadly, the problems remain, however. An economy that has shrunk by almost 10% over the past 2 years and unemployment at 15%.
Yeah, need some tonic over there. All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
There's another erupting Icelandic volcano whose name no one can pronounce. And like its brother, which caused all kinds of European travel problems last year, this one could do the same within the next few days. The BBC's Rebecca Singer now on whether Europe is ready for another round.
Last time, it was black or white. If any ash was detected, no one was allowed to fly. This time, the ash has more shades of grey. Better forecasting models can identify the size of the cloud and what it's made of. Michael O'Leary is the chief executive of low-cost airline Ryanair. He was especially critical of the blanket shutdowns last year.
We do inspections every time there's a landing. If we notice any dust on the aircraft, then we take appropriate procedures. But there is no ash cloud. By the time it gets to the UK or to continental Europe, the thing has dispersed. That was our experience the last time. And I think the wide-scale airspace shutdowns we saw last year won't be repeated.
And don't expect the airlines to ground their planes at the mere sight of ash. Last year, their profits were hammered when 10 million travellers were left stranded around the world. All eyes are currently on the weather and wind direction, but so far there's no sign of ash over the rest of Europe. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are way down today, 1-2% or more. Moody's warned things could get worse for Japan before they get better. Sony said today yearly losses will likely top $3 billion. Wall Street Friday, the Dow shed 93 points to close at 12,512.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at Manta.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
You know what rising oil prices do to how much you pay at pumps, right? In Hawaii, high gas prices mean higher electricity bills, too. That's because Hawaii gets most of its power from crude oil. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
A banged-up, very non-electric Kia is parked in front of Hawaii's first public electric vehicle charging station. Annoying if anyone wanted to charge up, but the old Kia doesn't seem to be much of a problem. The value of driving an electric car in Hawaii isn't the same as it is in other places, because most of Hawaii's electricity comes from petroleum, and because electricity from petroleum costs a lot. Residents pay about three times as much for power as the rest of the U.S., and prices have been climbing with oil costs over 10% in the last year.
We call it kind of the paradise tax.
Kathy Carroll runs an art gallery on the island of Lanai with her husband. She turns off the lights in the gallery when they don't have customers. At home, she uses CFLs, and she uses cold water to wash her clothes.
I'm definitely a better saver with more expensive power.
Carol says she's heard about a neighbor who saves energy by using only headlamps at night to get around. Truth or rumor, hard to know. But high electricity costs have people in Hawaii thinking about how and when they use electricity. According to the International Energy Agency, residents of Hawaii use less energy than most of the rest of us. So is higher priced energy a good way to cut use?
Higher costs alone aren't necessarily a good thing. They make you conserve some, but they have a disproportionate impact on the poor.
Daniel Kamen works on renewable energy policy at the World Bank. He says by many estimates, electricity in the U.S. is undervalued. But if prices go up, he says you need good policy and education to go with it that helps people cut their energy use.
But higher prices, when combined with thoughtful policies, have proven to be a real recipe for creative innovation, both financially and environmentally.
Hawaii's high prices and its dependence on petroleum have encouraged it to push for more renewable energy sources. The state is looking to the sun, wind, and ocean to produce 40% renewable energy by 2030. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
We've got a map of state-by-state electricity rates at marketplace.org. Finally, a Southern California woman is in trouble after trying to sell what she said was a rare piece of moon rock for $1.7 million. Moon rocks were brought back from U.S. lunar missions, and it's illegal to sell those so-called national treasures. The woman was found out after she tried to sell the rock to an undercover NASA agent. And while there are all kinds of questions swirling around the case, is the rock really from the moon? How'd she get it? One question keeps popping into my mind. When did NASA get undercover agents? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Derivatives, collateralized debt obligations, mortgage-backed securities. Yeah, you try spinning those into a movie.
My first reaction was, who's going to want to watch a movie about a bunch of guys in suits and ties sitting around a table?
Yeah, nobody. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Too Big to Fail, the film. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.